So I'm more than taking care of what the depreciation is. That makes sense.
It does. Bill, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Well, yeah, I think you touched on the issue of the confusion, Chris, is that, you know, it's not cash flow, obviously, but depreciation is a real expense. It's when you say you buy a transmitter or any piece of capital equipment, even if it's a chair, and if you expense it the year you buy it, if you count it as an expense, it'll show up as an expense under whatever category it is, administrative expenses or something else, and you won't depreciate it. But normally you depreciate capital equipment. I'm not sure what the rules are of nonprofits versus profit organizations, you know, if the IRS requires you to do that or not. But if you choose to depreciate it, then you have to stick with that. You can't go back and just ignore it or cancel it out later, because otherwise you're not including the cost of that item, of that expense. And so, you know, to say you, like I say you spend $200,000 for a transmitter, and then 5 years later you decide, well, we don't like to show this expense on our income statement or budget because, you know, we've already paid for it. Well, it's still, you didn't include the original cost in the year you bought it if you're depreciating it. So what you're doing is just amortizing it over the, you know, whatever period of time is appropriate for that item. And maybe Tamara could, you know, discuss that. But I just don't think it's appropriate to cancel it out. Yes, it's not an operating expense, but it is an expense. And when the auditors when we've done this in the past, the auditors always show, they don't cancel it out. they show the expenses being there, and then that ends up making our deficit worse if we've, you know, canceled out the depreciation.
I'd be glad to speak to it if you'd like.
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead. I was just looking over the spreadsheet that Sharon sent. I'm getting one error in here, but other than that, actually it looks like three errors, but the rest of it looks fine, so we can discuss where I'm picking up right here. But go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, depreciation is not generally considered an operating expense, but it is an actual expense. And like Bill said, you're taking things that have a useful life, generally longer than a year. Usually 3 years is going to be where you would start that. I have not seen the fixed asset list myself, but I know that there is one. I believe the auditors did compile that and did create a depreciation schedule. I think probably a fixed asset audit would be a good exercise. If I can gather a list for each entity, I would be glad to send that out so that it can be reviewed and we can make adjustments, because I'm sure it hasn't been done in a long period of time. So that would mean items that you're no longer in possession of, say that chair that they're depreciating. And things like that usually come about from older thinking. Many years back, they had different policies than we have now. And so you'll find things from the 70s, 80s, 90s, small things that were listed as assets that we wouldn't consider assets today. So an exercise of a fixed asset audit would be a good thing to do that I can try to organize for everyone, but just so you're understanding the expense line. And it can be presented in different ways. The audit probably does have it not included in operating expenses at all, and then included below what they call below the line as a different presentation. This does show it in with your administrative expenses, and then basically backing it back out bottom.
The argument, Tamara, just to give you another piece of information, and our Paul may remember this, the argument, and maybe Bill as well, the argument was that our depreciation was $90,000, as an example. Actually, it used to be a lot more, and therefore we should cut personnel by that amount of money, and that was just ludicrous. You know, it just seems a silly way
it's generally just considered kind of an on paper expense, because you, like you said, you've outlaid the cash already, but you're expensing over time, so it's not yeah, it's not really something you can cut other costs to cover because there's no cash outlay. You've already made the cash outlay.
And Burr, I think Bill said about, for-profit versus non-profit, anybody who owns their own business, you put depreciation in as an expense because you get a tax write-off on it.
That's correct.
Well, we don't.
Right, yeah, it is treated a little differently because generally they're looking at what your costs were, your expenses that were associated with doing business, and depreciation is, you know, there are a lot of different ways that people calculate depreciation. It's somewhat subjective, so it's, you know, it's not really considered amongst those operating expenses.
All right. Was there anybody else for the stack? I was going to ask if everybody had received the latest version that Sharon sent us.
I have not. This is Nancy.
Okay.
I haven't got the agenda either. I don't know.
Oh, shoot. That's my fault. I didn't add you to the list. My bad. I'll send it to you right now.
Thanks.
Sure. Okay, it's on its
way. Yeah, I'm on listserv though now.
Yes, you should. You should. I think that I haven't. Oh, that's true. Yeah. There's a problem there. Okay. Anyway, I forwarded it to you.
Thanks so much.
Sure. So the spreadsheet looks fine on the budget side. I'm not getting any errors on there. On the cash flow forecast, I'm getting an error on line Q206, the cell is saying plus, quote, fiscal year 2018 annual budget, quote, exclamation point, hashtag
yeah,
ref,
exclamation point. I see that one, too, as well. I didn't know we were going to be talking cash flow. So.
Okay. I just wanted to point it out. It's fine. Everything else looks fine. I went through all the subpages other than that as well. So thank you.
Uh-huh. So our calls, do you see any more errors or are your totals now good?
Well, I'm not getting the file. I have a problem over here if I'm not getting regular email and I have to go on to the website, the Yahoo website. And I've got something from Sharon, but I am not seeing any kind of an URL or a link. So I am not able to see it at this time.
Okay.
I just sent it to you, Arpal, directly. If anyone else doesn't have it and I have your email, I'll try to send it to you directly.
Okay. All right. I'm having to use an alternate emergency temporary email right now. So if you don't have that, it's going to go into the bit bucket. But anyway, that's just life. I'll live with that for now. Thank you.
All right. So I'm going to assume that that we'll be able to go over the budget next week with all of the numbers in place. I'm not sure what else there is to discuss on this right now, given this.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I could say is that, again, being at the end of June, I'd be more apt to look at budget to actual. And, again, for those who have not been around for a long period of time, it's my understanding that the reason that budgets haven't been approved is because there were stations that only could produce a deficit budget. Therefore, the PNB wanted to look at all the budgets together, and because surplus budgets were not produced, nothing got approved. So you know, well, at this point, it's more budget to actual that should be looked at.
Yeah, I can address that point. I think actually it's more of the tendency of this committee to want to, you know, see numbers that are less mythological and more based on what's actually going on in the stations. And I you know, there's certainly problems producing those numbers from a number of the units. And so that's, I think, been the main hang up here. As far as the PNB is concerned, I think they would be happy to accept piecemeal budgets from this committee. It's more hang up at this level, I think. And we're hopeful that as time goes on, with NEDA taking over some of the station management, that the accounting for the stations, that'll improve over time. And that's, yeah. If you were at the beginning of this call, that's why I'm kind of interested in knowing whether there's some tools that the stations could use that'll actually help them in situations where they're not, where they don't have an operating budget sitting in front of them. And so
suggestion, again, being the one in the trenches, you know, I'd be happy to give the committee, I've spoke to Tamara, I've spoken to a lot of people at NEDA. We speak to the auditors. We're held accountable as how we do things, you know, the approval process, you know, so on and so forth, like, you know, our bills, how do we pay our bills, when, who approves them, who looks at them, you know, who says, hey, why are you paying, you know, this much for this, like AT&T. You know, I'd be more than happy to give a rundown to the NFC for how we do things at KPFA. I'm very proud of KPFA, and because, you know, yeah, we do it kicking and screaming, but we you know, we get it done. And so sometimes it's just, I mean, a matter of looking at, hey, what works, and hoping that other people, other stations might adopt that. So I don't know. It's just a suggestion.
Bill for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill. I want to wrap this up, though. We're down to 30 minutes to go.
Yeah, just real quick. On budget versus actuals, I think what's usually more helpful is having year-to-date, because it varies a lot from month to month, depending on the timing of fund drives and things like that, and that's not so important. But you need to know whether over the whole year up to so far, how much ahead or behind you are.
Exactly. I agree with
Although
that.
The monthly revenue expenses are important to have, though.
I mean, Chris and Sharon, I don't know if you want to share that budget actual. I sent some back in on May 31st. Sharon responded, so it was on May 30th that I sent that out.
Okay, I'll go through my email and find that.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. If you want to stick around, this next section might interest you a little bit, Maria. For item 8, we were going to talk about the 2020 budget timelines. This is a continuing discussion from the last meeting. And so the reason that I brought up the item earlier about having, you know, basic tools versus actual budgets is it was kind of twofold. One is to kind of just kind of bypass the whole issue of 2019 budgets, which, as Maria pointed out several times, you know, is kind of pointless at this juncture. And actually, we brought this up in the last meeting, too. We're most of the way through the fiscal year at this point. Hammering out the budgets this late in the game is probably not as valuable as coming up with some tools to deal with how the budget to actuals are actually going. And so that's what I'm hoping that we can focus on for the balance of fiscal year 19 while we work on the fiscal year 2020 budgets. And what we're trying to do is come up with a schedule for putting those together. I think that last week we decided to move the timelines up a little bit to something that was more historically normal, and also in light of the fact that we've already missed the the proposed timeline for last year, for 2020. In other words, if we were to adopt the same timeline that we had last time, we're already behind. Arpal, I can't remember whether you sent out an update to that. I think you did, but I am absolutely fuzzy in the head right now about whatever changes may have been made between the last time we discussed this and now. Can you help refresh my memory?
Yeah. What happened was we had the previous year's we had the FY19 budget timeline, which on the previous NFC, somebody had arbitrarily said, let's make everything 2 weeks earlier. And so what the committee asked me to do was to sort of take that out and show what we have historically been doing. And I did that, and I sent it up. And, we're behind. We're behind in a whole lot of things. I don't know if everybody has that timeline in front of them. We are behind. I don't know how we're going to catch up with it. FY19 ends on September 30th, and we're sort of behind on everything at this point in time. One of the issues that was brought up the last time we discussed this was we don't have a lot of financial information on which to base doing an FY20 budget. The CFO should meet with treasurers. That was for May 31st. And on June 30th, the general managers, business managers, and almost everybody else is supposed to generate draft station budgets and submit them to the CFO. Well, that's not going to happen in the next 5 days, which is when that deadline is for. So, I think we still have the problem of we do not have enough financial information to really start looking at it. I mean, it was mentioned before that you look at the past for these budgets, and years ago, before our current governance structure came into being, Pacifica management of each station was required to base their budget revenue on proven income. And as we've gotten into this current governance structure, that's kind of been put aside and other things have happened. But obviously, if you base it on what you could do last year, that's a really smart way to do it. So what we need to do is get enough information about what really happened, what the actuals are for so far FY19, so that we can make intelligent guesses about what FY20 is going to be about. And so I don't know. I don't think we have that just yet, and we need some of that. And that's we need. Last time we said we need that before we can really deal with these timelines. That's all I have to say right now.
Okay, thanks, Arpal. Tamara, could you comment on any of that?
Yes, I can. I understand the frustration, and I totally agree that you would generally base your budgets. You would look at your historical data. That's exactly what you would do, and that's the only thing that you can do. And the problem is that you haven't had any good data for, like I said, about 3 years. So we're working in 17 and 18 and getting everything cleaned up, and we're focusing on the audits right now. We have numbers for 19, as you can see. We don't completely trust them yet. We don't feel like they're completely correct yet, because we know that some of the errors that we're finding in 17 and 18 most likely occurred in the first 7 months of 19 as well. So you're going to see a lot of revisions still to the 19 numbers. But I do think, we'll have detailed numbers very soon. They'll still need some tweaking, but it will definitely be a starting place. And it not so much with revenue. Revenue shouldn't be as much of an issue as expense. So I hope that helps some.
It does. Tamara, do you think it's possible that we'll be able to see, like, the first half of 2019 sometime in the, you know, reasonably near future?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
So I've got the first 5 months already is what February is, I think, first 5 months. So we'll have detailed information on that as soon as I can get permission set up in Great Plains. Anyway, I hope before our next meeting I'll have that for you. And then each month I'm hoping to catch up 2 months of input. So I'm hoping, let's see, I'm going to present that to you in July. So in August we would have through April at least, hopefully. It's kind of what I'm thinking.
Okay. Arpal, would you mind resending the revised 2020 timeline to the group? I'm sorry to ask you to do that again, but can you do that?
You got kind of garbled. Could you say again?
Can you send the revised 2020 budget timeline to the NFC again?
Okay. I can. Yeah, I can try and post it again. My web host ran away with the money, literally, and I will be some days before I can actually send emails and stuff. I can try sending it from this emergency way of doing it. No guarantees, but yeah, you want the same one I sent out last time, right?
Correct. Yes.
I can do that. Sure.
Okay. So, take your time. It's not like I need it now, you know. Sometime over the next week would be lovely.
Nancy to the SAC.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. The budgets that you're discussing, did you send those to the National Finance Committee listserv?
Which budgets? I'm sorry.
When we're talking about KPFA's budget, I didn't get that.
Sure.
Okay. And I had a question for Tamara.
Go ahead.
Tamara, you had mentioned delays in getting this information together, and you needed to correct information from past years, and there was like a repeat of this. You said there was like a repeat of the same types of errors in the beginning of this year. Is that where is that at the station level, or where is that at? Where are those errors occurring?
Sure. The bulk of them were with the national office, and any entries that were entrusted to the national office, like as Maria mentioned, they were responsible for recording depreciation for every entity. That wasn't done or was partially done. So everything that was entrusted to national office was incomplete at best. And then there were some issues with stations, just a few issues here and there, maybe the way that something was recorded, and some issues with bank reconciliations, things like that, that we went back and through the course of the audit have corrected for 17 and now working on 18. So as we kind of identify what all those things are, we'll apply those same things to FY19 and looking at whether they were also done incorrectly there.
Also, these national office entry errors were for 2018. That's what you're talking about.
I mean, we've discovered them in FY17, FY18, and FY19. So we're currently looking at 3 years' worth of data. So there's a lot of data to go through. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Bill,
we've run out of time for this item. Can you make it quick?
Okay, well, just a request. I kind of emailed this anyway, but Tamara earlier, but when we get the profit and loss, the income statement, can we get it separately for each station and also details of all the expenses and also for each month? So I realize it's going to be a much expanded file, but that's what we used to get, and that helps us compare and look for things that might be wrong.
Okay.
Yes, you'll be able to get the exact same files that you had before, and I can see them on the screen. I just can't get them out of the remote environment that I access. So what I actually did for what I looked at was just manually key looking from one side to the other to get you something for tonight because you needed, you would ask for that. But yes, literally it's the exact same program and everything. I just can't, I don't have a way to access it right now.
Okay, thank you.
Is this FRX that you're talking about, Tamara?
It's the report designer.
Right, okay.
It's the newer version of that.
So the committee knows that's not accessible to the business managers, and it's a complicated reason why, I don't know. So every time the stations have got to put together budget to actual, literally hand input numbers into a spreadsheet. It's very monotonous. It's very time consuming and also leaves room for error. I mean, you could find your errors, but it's very time consuming to find your errors when you're hand inputting hundreds of numbers into an Excel spreadsheet.
Yes, I agree, and that was actually what I told the committee as far as what my options were if I could not access that information. I would have to get all of the trial balances and try to put them together, and it would be a very, very lengthy process, and it leaves a lot of room for error. So,
Linden to the stack.
But I don't think it would be a problem for me to get that permissions issue resolved before our next meeting.
Okay. Let me just ask this question before I take any more discussion on this item. Is there going to be any new business tonight? Because if not, we can allocate those 5 minutes to further discussion of this item. Okay, I'm going to assume that means that there's no new business. I'm going to delete item 10, add 5 minutes to item 8.
No.
Go ahead.
Part of order, Mr. Chair. No, what you do is you just leave it there. And you know, usually you don't even put any time limit because new business just tends to go to the meeting ends. So
yeah.
I would say just leave it there. We'll keep going, okay?
Okay, that's fine. So... we only have another 2 minutes here. Who was on the stack?
Linden,
go ahead.
I think Tamara answered the question. She said something about getting access to that. So then all the business managers will also get access to it in the near future. My question is going to be, do you have a solution to this problem?
Okay, yes. I know that I have a specific permissions issue to being able to download the information that's coming out of the report designer. As far as why the business managers aren't able to access that particular program, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure if there's a history around that, so I can't speak to that. I don't necessarily have a problem with it. I don't know of a reason why.
There is history to it. FRX was prior to the management reporting that's there now, and it's a Microsoft product. I hounded National Office to give me access to the FRX report writing. They did. So I would take a file that someone had already created that named it my own name, you know, Maria's file, whatever, and then make changes. But FRX is apparently such a screwy system that it literally, my changes would change their original file, which was very stupid. But anyway, so therefore, they took that that access away because they wanted only one person to have access to that. Management report writing, I don't know that system, so I don't know if it's different. I don't know. So, because we've only done the upgrade, probably in the last year, I believe. So that's why.
It functions the same as FRX. I don't know that it would have that same quirkiness about it.
Yeah.
I can see some where there may be some concern about, you know, someone else having access to those financial reports and you don't have as much control over what's being published.
Exactly.
So that could be a concern and could be the reasoning behind not having multiple people have access to it.
Yeah, but regardless to our LSB, KPFA's LSB, I've always given them my own financials for the most part, because the other problem was that's something the committee should know, because we haven't had any budgets approved, budget numbers have not been input into the accounting system. Therefore, it doesn't matter, you know, you can have financials, but you can't compare them to budget, because the budget numbers aren't there, and you end up having to do it in a manual method anyway. So,
yeah, that is correct. When the numbers that I do generate, there will be a hole where there should be budget numbers, because there has not been any budget input into rate claims. So that's something to note. And that's
okay. The committee can't make a comparison.
We're 2 minutes past time on this.
Not too distant future, we'll be able to generate these reports, and there will be one for each station that you could use for your LSBs and those kind of things. I know we're not there yet as far as the timeliness, but I understand that.
Okay. Thank you. So Bill suggested that we talk about loan repayments. We only have about 10 minutes for this item before we're getting close to being out of time, but Bill, do you want to take the lead on this?
Do you guys mind if I now, because I'm actually
That's
my
fine.
Family's having dinner. Okay, and
That's
I'd
fine.
Like to hear about this, but I'll hear about it from Sharon. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Maria.
Okay, bye.
All right. Bill?
Okay, yeah, and I'll be brief. I guess the idea was that, especially because we have this loan repayment, this approximately $23,000 to $24,000 a month that we're going to have to start paying for interest on this $3.25 million loan starting this fall. And even if we don't have budgets and don't have current profit and loss information, we need to start planning our cash flow for this, because we're going to be hit with that really soon. And if we can't make those interest payments, we're going to be in trouble. And I know from our previous discussions, last meeting and the one before, we've had problems with shortfalls in fund drives, and I don't know what the plans are, but usually summer is the worst time in Pacifica for fundraising. So even if we've had a surplus in the earlier part of the year, we tend to, you know, run short in the summer. So I guess the plans are, what are we going to do so we can make sure we can pay that and ideally start generating surpluses so that we can start paying down the principal a little bit?
Yeah, and obviously I'm not going to have any comment on this, but I hope that if Tamara is capable of commenting, that she will.
Mansoor would like to be on stack on this topic.
Okay, Mansoor.
You want me to go now?
Are you still there, Tamara?
I am. Do you want me to go ahead?
Yeah, I'd like that. Is there any word circulating about this issue at this juncture?
No, there's not. I'm with you on trying to figure this out now. We really only have a couple of months to get something together. There's really only three stations that are consistently paying their central services. There's only one station that's funded their election costs. It seems that things are tight across the board, just with regular operating expenses. So this will be quite a burden to add, and how we manage the cash flow for it. If everyone was paying their central services, we might have a chance at being able to just manage cash flow and be able to do that. But that's not the case right now. If anyone has ideas, I think we're all open to hear them.
Could you repeat the question, please? Sorry.
They're talking about the loan repayment and specifically the interest payments that we need to start making in September. They're quarterly, and it comes out to about $25,000 a month.
So you're saying if we could figure out how to pay central services for all stations, it would be okay?
We would be much closer. We may would have enough that we could manage the cash flow in a way to be able to make it. We still have some large, some vendors that we owe large amounts of money to that we're trying to catch up on. So to add that in, I think it would be very difficult to do without asking for more money from the station. But it does lean heavier on the West Coast stations, as the East Coast stations aren't generating their central services.
I'm back on the call. I got dropped. Sorry about that, folks.
Paul, for staff.
I don't know who's on the stack right now. Are you?
Mansoor. Mansoor was.
Okay, Mansoor, go ahead.
Yeah. Mansoor, maybe me.
Okay, so I think Tamara is absolutely right, and I was going to say those things, that to the East Coast stations are not paying their dues, let alone to be able to raise up $4,000 or $5,000 per month to pay it. So we do have a dilemma, and I really have no idea how to bring extra money in, except if anybody has any children, would like to sell them, or we have any old cars that we want to donate. But these are not really the issues. And I think, and again, this is going to have to go back to a holistic approach to the foundation's ills, and that we need to have this conversation that if the West Coast should carry the load to pay the loans back or the interest, it shouldn't come across that, oh, the West Coast is like handling everything and get rid of the other station. So we need to have this dialogue sooner rather than later to have an understanding on the direction and how we're going to pay this. And I have asked at the PNB level, and I'm asking right now at the Finance Committee, that we need to designate a meeting towards just this item, maybe two meetings, to involve everybody, the management, executive director, PNB, all PNB members, to have a dialogue about this before it's too late. Thank you.
All right, Mansoor. Thank you. Harpal?
Okay. I don't have the magic idea of how to raise the necessary amount of money for something between 22 and 24 grand a month for the next 18 months. However, I know that there are weekly meetings of the general managers, and the WPAI general manager has come up with, at the last LSP meeting, he made a remark where he thinks he has the idea. I don't know that he does, and I'm not going to put his idea out here, but I think Tamara gets to attend some of those meetings with the managers, maybe?
Yes, I actually run those meetings.
Oh, that's great. See the WBAI general manager about his idea of how to do this, because he has an idea, and, you know, he says he has an idea. So ask him. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Harpal. There was somebody else on the stack. Was it Lyndon?
Fred. Well, Fred was also on.
Okay. Go ahead, Lyndon, and I'll get you Nancy next.
No, I was not on the stack.
You weren't?
No,
okay.
Fred, Fred was on the stack.
Fred. All right, go ahead, Fred. It was you. Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, there's some good news from KPFK. The general manager last week came into the Finance Committee and and gave us some good news that the family of a listener came in to the station and just unannounced and on and dropped a donation of 100K into the station. So that will help defray the losses from the last May fund drive. And KPFK has, in September, is working hard on the 60th anniversary gala for KPFK. And it looks like it's going well. They've already sold out all the VIP tickets. So that has to be, looking at the, we've gotten the preliminary budget for that gala, and it looks like it may raise, potentially $200,000. So we will have, even though we're just breaking even or even less than that on the fundraisers this year, we have some money coming in, and, that may help somewhat. But, again, you know, the basic plan that we have to, you know, to get out from under this debt is we have to start consistently producing more income than we are, you know, than our expenses. That, and it has to be at all the stations. You know, and I think Bill has said that many times, and I think, you know, that's, we have to grow our way out of this financial problem. We can't cut our way out. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Fred, and thanks for sharing the good news. Nancy, we're down to 3 minutes here, by the way, so don't carry on too much if you can avoid it.
Thanks.
Go ahead.
For the first year, I mean, for the next 18 months, we have to cobble together whatever we can. I had a question. I know CPB, we were hoping that CPB money would be part of that solution mainly for the main loan, the principal. I'm wondering how close are we to having our audits ready so we can apply for the CPB funding? Maybe Tamara could answer that.
Sure. The FY18 is still in progress, so you have missed the deadline for getting that in. But we do hope that FY19 you would have in time to be able to do that. I believe that Maxie did find maybe an avenue for some other funding through CPB that they're going to look into, but I'm not sure the extent of how much that would be. Or what the timing of it would be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
I know that it would be at least another year before you would have any be able to qualify for CPB funding.
Mm-hmm. Another year. Okay. Thanks. But yeah, another year before we qualify for any CPB funding?
So at the end of this current fiscal year, you'd be able to submit your audit timely and file whatever reports, and then that would qualify you for the next year's funding. So it would be probably at least a year from now before you would have any funding, any grant.
So the deadline for this year's CPB money has passed?
That's correct.
Right. Okay.
So they usually require... you know, have your audit and everything. I believe it's 5 months after the end of your fiscal year. So we've missed that for FY18. And then, so for FY19, we should be in good shape to get that in time. And then that would qualify you for 2020 funding.
Okay, great. Great. So okay. that could be a large part of the principal. So we just need to make it to them with, scrambling with all these great ideas some of the other people have had and that they use at their stations. I've been listening to what KPFA has, the ideas that they have done with events, and that sounds like a great way to do that up at our station. Development directors are needed to pull these things off, I think. They're conscious of the timing and we have a lot of events, but the timing of publicizing them is off, and I think we miss a lot of donations that way.
I'll call for a fast question.
Bill. Okay, we're past time right now, so I'm amenable to continuing the discussion for a few more minutes if everybody else is. But I think we should. Do I have to ask for an extension, or maybe I should just say I would like to extend for 10 more minutes and ask if there's any objections to that idea?
Oh, Mansoor, would like to adjourn the meeting. Sorry, folks. Long day for me already.
Okay. All right.
Could I ask one question that will take less than 30 seconds to answer?
Go ahead, Arpal.
All right. From Tamara. Okay, so we've missed the deadline, and we're not going to get anything this fiscal year. Assuming things go well, when is the next time we would be able to get any CPD money?
So your FY19 audit will be, I'm trying to think of the timing for CPD. You'll be into 2020 when you submit that. So I believe the funding actually would be in 2021.
So 2021 before we got anything?
I think so.
Oh.
Because
okay, thank
you. Yeah, you'll be several months into 2020 when you submit your FY19. So they will have already determined the funding grants for 2020. So assuming you're approved, you would go into the pool for 2021.
Thank you.
Yes. It would probably be about the time the loan was due, unfortunately. Okay. Bill, I'm sorry. We're out of time here. I think it would be best for us to adjourn. I'm getting kind of tired myself. So,
Bill, I'm sorry, Chris. Bill, can we have a conversation tonight, you and I?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
I think this was really productive tonight, and I thank everybody for being, especially Tamara. You answered a lot of questions, and Maria, I know she's no longer on the call, but thank you to Maria. And I will see everyone in 2 weeks, or hear everyone in 2 weeks, I guess. That would be July the 9th. That's our next meeting date, and I will call this meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
And Chris, thank you very much for conducting a very good meeting.
Oh, thanks, Mansoor. I appreciate that. Yeah,
good night. It takes a knowledgeable person to know what finance is all about, so thank you.
No problem.
Yeah, thanks, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tamara.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good night.